This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. During a speech in Germany Monday, Poland's prime minister urged the German government to expand its supply of weapons to Ukraine, saying there's no reason to procrastinate. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At a speech in Berlin, Mateusz Morawiecki calls for decisive actions by Germany.
I call for decisive actions by German government on all sorts of weapons to be delivered to Ukraine.
He adds he hopes Germany would soon approve a transfer of battle tanks to strengthen Ukrainian defense against Russian forces, adding, helping to repel the Russian invasion of Ukraine is a matter of Europe's survival. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian soldiers are taking part in a U.S. military's training program, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley says the exercises are not run-of-the-mill, but a moment in time when a difference can be made. Milley met with commanders at the Grafenwehr training area in Germany. Ukrainian troops will get lessons in the next 5 weeks on weapons, armored vehicles, and more sophisticated combat techniques as they prepare to defend their country against the Russian invasion. The course will teach them to effectively move and coordinate their company and battalion-sized units in battle using combined artillery, armor, and ground forces. I'm Norman Hall.
Italian officials say failing health more than anything else is what brought to an end 30 years of life as a fugitive. For Matteo Massini Denaro, Italy's most wanted man until his arrest on Monday. The 60-year-old was caught just outside a private clinic in Palmero together with an accomplice. Judicial sources said the mobster was a regular visitor after a cancer operation there last year. This is VOA News. Islamist militants kidnapped around 50 women searching for food in northern Burkina Faso, a hotbed of jihadist activity, on January 12th and 13th, the government said on Monday. The mass kidnapping is a first in the insurgency that spread to Burkina Faso from neighboring Mali in 2015, despite costly international military efforts to contain it. While Westerners and locals are occasionally captured, women had not previously been abducted in such numbers. An Indonesian court began trial on Monday for one of the world's deadliest soccer stadium stampedes. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
A handful of police and match officials have been charged with negligence over their alleged roles. 135 people died in the October disaster at Kanjuruhan Stadium in Malang, East Java. An investigation by Indonesia's Human Rights Commission found police fired 45 rounds of tear gas into the crowd at the end of the match, causing panic that led to the stampede. Investigators concluded that excessive and indiscriminate use of tear gas was the main cause of the crush, while locked doors, an overcapacity stadium, and failure to implement safety procedures exacerbated the death toll.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The United States Monday holiday saw the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. being remembered with a mix of tributes and community service around the country. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At a National Action Network event in Washington, MLK's son Martin Luther King III says America has a long way to go on achieving his father's dream.
Dad wanted to eradicate what he called were the triple evils of poverty, racism, and violence.
He says the ability is there, but not the will. President Biden vowing to continue the fight.
We have to get the votes in Congress for the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom to Vote Act.
That legislation languishing in Congress for 2 years.
Let's be guided by Dr. King's light.
I'm Julie Walker.
A public memorial service for Lisa Marie Presley will be held next week at Graceland, the famed Memphis home of her father, Elvis Presley. A family representative says the memorial for Lisa Marie Presley will be held on the front lawn of the mansion on Sunday morning. The 54-year-old Presley died Thursday, hours after being hospitalized for a medical emergency. It was previously announced that Presley will be buried at Graceland. Elvis and other members of the Presley family are also buried at Graceland. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.